You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day three coverage from ACE 14. Year three, Todd, of covering this great event. You know what I'm beginning to prize more than anything is the friendships that we're developing with some amazing people doing amazing work in an industry that desperately needs it. Yeah, so it's so rewarding.
Some of them are even pretty darn smart that can teach us things, but I think we were, that was kind of a cheap shot, wasn't it?
Well, this is actually a smart guy, unlike my co-host.
I couldn't joke like that if it weren't true.
Well, welcome back to the show, Mark Bracken. He's the Vice President and General Manager of Ecologix. Mark, welcome back.
Thanks very much, guys. And I think you're both smart, for the record.
Okay.
Good, and I'm glad we also got that recording.
We also now know that you're a liar. Okay. So do us a favor. The audience is familiar with Ecologix, obviously, but give us the 10,000-foot view. Let us know what you do, how you serve your market.
Sure. 10,000-foot view is we create technologies to allow utilities to find failure points on their system, which in the form of leak detection, pipe condition assessment, and non-revenue water services.
Leak detection. I mean, how big a problem is it? How much opportunity for savings and water savings in particular?
Yeah, it's a huge problem. We all have seen the numbers. The average utility loses 20 to 30% of its water. And it's a worldwide problem. And there's a lot of good technologies that have been developed over the years, but we think we've actually in the past year got three new things that we've got coming out, and we're introducing two of them at this show.
Well, that's. I hope we can talk about those in a minute. You know, I walk around this show, Mark, and I look at all the amazing technology and all the capability that we have, but there's still a lot of things that are very commonly misunderstood about things like leak detection and pipes and water loss and all that. What are those, and why are we still? Why is that still not clear?
Yeah, I think it comes down to the fundamental problem that it's out of sight, out of mind. Most people do not have a good handle on their non-revenue water. They don't really understand the level of the problem, and they haven't looked at the business case of why they should fix it. I mean, I've heard in a focus group not too long ago, yeah, we have lots of water, so we'll just pump more. But there's greenhouse gas effects on that. There's damage to infrastructure. There's premature aging of the system. There's so many other economic impacts of that than just saying we have enough water. We'll just pump more. And we're getting to the point now where more and more people are realizing that, and a lot of our clients are applying a business case to because no one's going to buy from me unless there's a return on the investment in what I do at the end of the day. So we have to show them the business case, and we have to show them the business case so they can convince their superiors to do the right thing.
Well, speaking of a business case, Mark, can you give us an example? What kind of order of magnitude are we talking in terms of ROI and dollars and cents?
Sure. So really the way we look at both leak detection and condition assessment is really two or three ways. So if I can show you a pipe is in good shape that you are going to replace, there's a net present value of that asset.
Right.
And you can take your precious asset dollars and put them to the pipe that is in the worst condition. On leak detection, it's a very easy business case that if you're pumping, you guys name for me another industry that knowingly will throw away 20 to 30% of its finished product. And when you think of it, yeah, there's got to be a business case for that. And of course there is. And the business case for that is exactly what I said. So it's the electricity to pump the water, the chemicals to treat it, even the infrastructure. If somebody doesn't have enough water and they have to build a new plant, it's absolutely a given that this is the first thing that you have to look at, as well as the fact that leaks damage other parts of the infrastructure. They cause it to prematurely age. And if you look at the majority of utilities, the vast part of the value of the utility is in its buried infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. We had the pleasure earlier this afternoon of speaking with Matt Thomas with Mueller Systems,
sure.
And he spoke glowingly of the value to his work and his customers of partnership with Echologics.
Sure.
So I would love to give you the chance to return the favor. It's got to be really exciting to be partnered with an organization like Mueller. And what advantages does that bring to your customers?
Boy, yeah, it's, you know, being part of Mueller, they required us 3 years ago. But if you look at what that relationship has done, apart from just being part of Mueller and what that does for our image in the industry, you know, leak detection guys have not traditionally been good at designing radios. If you go around here, they do okay, but one of the issues is you've had noise loggers out there and people have been trying to develop technologies, but the thing that's always been missing is the fact that there's this guy has the metering system and the radio infrastructure, and this guy's trying to bolt on a leak detection technology that was not designed to do that. And so you have, and I can name several instances where you end up this guy blaming this guy, and yeah, the radio's not working quite right. No, it's a leak detection thing. It's not communicating properly. So, you know, the Mueller Systems guys had a great radio. They were willing to do what was required because we were part of the family to change that radio to do some amazing things that I could never have done on my own. And now that we've got it, of course, the 1+1=3 because now they've got an AMI system. I've got a leak detection system It's quite frankly amazing, and the two feed off each other. So if somebody's got their infrastructure, they can add my leak detection onto it. If I sell them leak detection, I said, by the way, you might as well buy our meters now. You've got the infrastructure. So it's a really good relationship.
Mm. Echo Wave, Echo Store, what are they?
Echo Shore.
Why do I care?
Why do you care?
Echo Shore, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so fundamentally, if you look at water utilities, once they treat the water and they pump it, they are blind. There's nothing you have. Sure, you have the odd pressure sensor, you have the odd flow meter maybe out there, but essentially people have been blind. So what Echo Shore is, and this is one of the new products we're launching, it is a, think of it as a SCADA system for a large diameter main leaving a treatment plant. So what it does is we've designed it to be very flexible. So we put nodes out on the system. It'll do leak detection in the middle of the night when it's quiet. The system has other ports. So we have one set up right now on Commonwealth Avenue on a 48-inch pipe in the city of Boston. It's monitoring chlorine levels. Boston cares about this because they buy their water from MWRH. So they want to make sure the water they're getting has adequate chlorine. It's monitoring temperature. Temperature affects water quality and other things that could be formed in the water. We're monitoring pressure and all those things. And that's not, those are the things that we've added to this. We could add pressure transient monitoring, flow monitoring. It really is a system, other types of water quality. It's really a system that allows a SCADA type information to go remotely. It's all battery operated 24/7 and works off cell phone technology. So it really is, we think, revolutionary.
Todd, when you talk to Echologics, you sort of feel like you already are talking about the future of leak detection.
Yeah, I hear you.
But, Mark, I have to ask you, I've listened to you now for almost 10 minutes, and it's fascinating and amazing the innovative work that you're doing. But what is the future? I mean, what can we be looking forward to? What's next?
Right. So if you look at it right now, the current state of the art is in leak detection, for example, is people run around and do leak detection. And it's not particularly efficient. If Todd goes out and he surveys an area of his system for leaks, the day after that, a leak could develop. Mm-hmm. And typically people do this once a year. Oh. So you could have a leak running for a year before you get back out. But what we've done with Mueller Systems is we've implemented this in fire hydrant caps now. If you look at why Mueller would have acquired us, it's making smart infrastructure. And everybody talks about smart infrastructure. And people talk about data analytics and big data, but nobody is getting the data from the system. So what we've done is we've created hardware and software to actually start mining the data out of that system. And what are the, on a water treatment system, what are the barriers? It's battery power, it's telecommunications, like how do you get the data? How do you get it remotely without power? And these are issues that we have now solved. So we're in a position, so if you look at the future, you have an intelligent fire hydrant, maybe it's monitoring pressure, maybe it's monitoring flow, maybe it's monitoring water quality, residual chlorine far out in the system, temperature far out in the system. Like we're actually at the point now where you can start imagining that, you know, London has 200 people running around looking for leaks. I could implement my technology in London and you don't have to, those guys don't have to run around. They only have to go to specific locations where there are leaks, because we'll tell them exactly where there's a leak.
Talk about a memory device. I'm going to think of the intelligent fire hydrant. I mean, just that notion, you get that stuck in your head of what you can really do with some of this technology.
But you think about it, what's a better place for in water for a smart device. It's a fire hydrant. It's above the ground. Great radio reception and transmission. Yeah. There's tons of them. They're everywhere. It just makes perfect sense.
I don't know, Youngblood. For a guy battling laryngitis, sure had a lot of forceful things to say.
A little bit of a high energy level, maybe?
Mark, I do hate to say that we are out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Echologix?
Just go to www.echologix.com, and Echo is like an Echo, E-C-H-O.
All right. Mark Bracken, Vice President and General Manager of Echologix. As always, sir, good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you, Todd. And Todd, it's a pleasure as usual.
Pleasure is always ours. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.